Suppose astronomers discovered a meteor out by Pluto with an elliptical orbit that put it on a direct path with Earth. Big flying chunk of space rock aimed right at us with enough mass to obliterate the planet when it hit us. And every year the scientists calculated its trajectory, and every year we're more certain the asteroid was going to hit the Earth. What would you want the governments of the planet to do? One group of scientists proposed building a spaceship to intercept the killer rock armed with nuclear warheads. Actually, they proposed building a fleet of these defense missiles to ensure the meteor is destroyed in case one or more don't do the job, miss completely, or fail to blow it up completely. The price tag is enormous. Sure, building that fleet would create jobs, but nowhere near enough to pay for the project. Another group wants to develop lasers to tackle the mission, and yet another proposes a strategy to divert the monster meteor away from the Earth. Many years pass. The government here in the United States studies the problem for a time, but the will to act isn't there. Taxes would need to be raised and a publicity campaign mounted to alert our citizenry to the dire consequences of not taking action. If nothing is done, the window of opportunity will be lost. Every year, the planet's scientific community, citing more and more accurate data, begins to assemble a doomsday scenario. In 20 years, then 15 years, then 10, the possibility of deflecting or destroying the threat will be gone. Earth will be hit, possibly destroyed completely. Definitely, most of the planet will be sent back into a dark age. Millions of lives will be lost, starvation will be commonplace, civilization will retreat. The government of the United States, rather than begin preparations, calls the meteor a hoax. Bogus science, the Congress claims. Faux news, the president repeats endlessly. The preparations to build a world defense system, begun before the current administration, well, they're abandoned. Without our assistance, the plans probably won't be completed in time. The United Nations issues a report that in 10 years we will have reached the point of no return. Nothing we can do after that will stop the coming impact. What would you want our government to do? Save increased taxes by doing absolutely nothing? Question the science with a few politically motivated experts who claim the data is wrong? Pray for Armageddon so you can ascend to heaven? Global warming probably won't wipe out the planet. It'll just disrupt civilization and it'll kill millions of us. Anyone who understands how a greenhouse works in the garden can imagine how an atmosphere can trap heat and keep raising temperatures. There are processes at work that can accelerate the heat, and yeah, there are seasonal variations that an expert can point to as proof that climate change is a hoax. If they're right, we saved a fortune in taxes for solutions, so-called solutions, that weren't needed. And we saved those coal jobs too, don't forget. If they're wrong, we just condemned the planet to a man-made catastrophe. Right now, it looks like America is ready to roll the dice. Kind of a colossal gamble to save a few bucks. I wonder if we're really all that greedy, or we're being sold a bill of goods by those who are.